This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Kraft.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to take a look today at what might happen if the government were so ill-advised as to think they could get away with grabbing the gun, something which many public officials really would like to do, and at least one that comes to mind immediately has said she would like to do, Senator Feinstein, after passing her semi-automatic ban back in the 90s, said, well, if I'd have had the votes, I'd have grabbed them all. I would have said, turn them in, Mr. and Mrs. America. So there you have it, in a candid moment when we are challenged in our defense of guns and standing in the way of quote-unquote modest gun control proposals. Common sense, you don't really think that we're talking about banning guns. Well, Senator Feinstein does, among others. So I think it's a very serious discussion, and we ought to consider what might happen were the government so foolish to do that. Alan Fenson has taken that to heart and written a very interesting account in the very near future, as it were, of what might happen in The Gun War, his political thriller novel, which goes into just this issue. And, Alan, I'm glad you were willing to take a look at what might happen, because I think you, in broad strokes, probably got it pretty right. America is not likely to take that lying down.
Well, thank you, Larry. I appreciate you calling, and I agree. America is not likely to take it lying down. There's about maybe 100 million Americans who have guns, and they're not going to give them up freely. However, I wrote the book because you never know what might happen, and I wanted to make sure that the politicians who want to take our guns away know what the possible consequences are. Right now they think that they could take our guns away and send their army in or their police or whatever, and be okay. But my book takes a kind of a different track, and instead of the enemy being the police or the soldiers, people who are want to take the guns away from us, but our resistors, the people who are for liberty here in America, what they do is they attack the politicians.
I think that is a very important concept. I think the big word in military jargon is asymmetrical warfare. You don't have two armies going toe-to-toe at a firing line, but you have one version would be what you describe in the gun war, where the war becomes rather more personal than the politicians, as you say, had any intention of it ever becoming. Hey, I just passed the laws. Don't take it out on me.
Right. And so the elite politicians, they think they could really control us by taking our guns away. And their bottom line, of course, is that they're socialists, and they want more and more power. And another reason I wrote this book is because not only to protect our guns, but to protect our freedom. Because what happens when socialism gets more and more power, the power has to come from someplace, so it comes from the people, us. And so pretty soon they get so much power, and they turn into fascist government, like all those major fascist governments, like Italy, for example. Mussolini was a socialist. A picture of Karl Marx on his wall.
You know, there are so many in the media, and I presume academe as well, though it's been a long time since I've been there, that don't really get that. and they assume that the fascists were of the right and the communists were of the left, and that's why they fought each other. And it's never dawned on them to dig just a little bit deeper into the weeds to see that the fascists and the communists are all socialists. They're just having a civil war among between each other, and anybody that thinks that there's any freedom orientation on either side has been confused by their propaganda. And I remember professors that just couldn't get their heads around the fact that what we just are talking about was inconceivable. Everybody knows, quote unquote, the fascists were the right.
I agree. Some of the smartest people I know, my physician who I trust with my life, actually, they don't understand that at all. They think that there's a left and a right, and the right always become, fascists or dictators or kings or something like that, and the left is for freedom. But really, it's just the opposite. And what happens, I don't think Americans really are for the right wing or anything. What we're for is the Constitution, and the Constitution, what we have here in our government, the Constitutional Republic. All the laws come from the Constitution, and as long as the Constitution is valid and remains the law of the land, we have our freedom. They can't take our guns away. They can't silence us with First Amendment rights and all that type of thing.
Of course, that's so terribly frustrating to right-thinking types in the media and academe, because their notion is that either with a majority of a legislature, or even better, with a pen and a telephone, they can just make whatever law they want. And that's, that kind of gets played out in your political novel, The Gun War. There are some real dangerous assumptions, and we came mighty close to falling under such a notion. Had Hillary Clinton been elected, we would have seen a very serious effort to, in effect, take your work of fiction and make it a work of reality.
Right. I've written 17 other books, but they were all nonfiction. This is my first fiction book, and the reason I wrote it fiction is because if Hillary Clinton would have been elected, I might have had some legal trouble if it was nonfiction. They could have possibly said I was writing a book on overthrowing the government or something like that. But,
well, seditious, maybe, even though we thought we overcame the Sedition Act of the early American Republic, but it could come back to bite us.
Oh, yeah. But with fiction, it's just a fiction. It just makes
right.
Me. So that's why I wrote the book fiction. I don't think I write any more fiction, but basically this is half fiction and half nonfiction, if you know what I mean. One thing this book does is list a number of ways that individuals could destroy or kill the political establishment. One example that I'd like to give, some really strange ones that have never been done, actually, but that I kind of invented, taking C4, an explosive, and putting it in the urinals that are being installed in one of the United Nations buildings, and blowing up the building at night time so no one's hurt, no one's hurt except a couple guards. But things like that, which are just never thought of before, it'd be very easy if there's a small group of people who are embedded in our society, who know the rules and are part of society. It wouldn't really work for some other group that really weren't Americans, but because they don't have the knowledge and the connections and the jobs. For us, for Americans, it's really hard to take our freedom away if people stop to think about it. And I wanted to be sure that the politicians knew that it could be very dangerous. So I was hoping that this book would be, go to the politicians. What I have noticed, though, is that people who are for guns love the book, but people who are against guns hate the book.
Well, we'll take a little deeper look and find out just why that might be, although I think it's easy to find out because often hatred of guns is love of big government. Going to be back and talk about the gun war by Alan Benson.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Alan Fenson. He is author of an intriguing political novel called The Gun War. And it, as you have heard in the first segment, gets into what might happen, very plausibly, just extrapolating from what we have before us now, what we know about our country, if such a move against guns were ever to be attempted. And I think I'm more encouraged that the notion that Americans would resist and resist in a significant fashion is my confidence in that is much greater after the last election when people basically told the left to go take a hike. And it seems to have been an encouragement even abroad where other countries are likely to be following the Brexit path that the British have already cut. And who knows where all this could lead. It's probably a bureaucrat's worst nightmare, but they don't go down easily. And assuming that one act of freedom is going to end it all, I think would be a mistake. We're going to have to stay on top of this until we have made sure that they are tied down. And I think more people need to understand what a Hillary Clinton would have been like, what a Barack Obama was like, frankly. I'm not sure a lot of people really saw what was going on, the number of executive orders that he had in place that were targeting even just guns, not to mention many, many other areas of our life. And unless this kind of thing is constantly combated, we could end up living in a very unpleasant political environment where our freedoms are gone. And I think that's one of the important aspects of what you've done, Alan Fenson, is to write The Gun War, and among other things, it serves as kind of a warning as to what happens if we let our guard down, if we don't pay attention to the admonition of our founding generation that eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. Tyranny can kind of sneak up and bite you, and if you haven't properly defended when it bites, there's maybe it's almost too late. We gotta have some dental surgery and defang it before it gets to that point.
Right. We always have to fight for our freedom. As you say, our founding fathers said you just can never give up because there's always going to want to be people who take our power away. That's just how people are. Even in corporations and stuff, someone gets to have too much power and corporation has problems. And I guess with the guns, part of it is one world government. They can't have one world government because that can't take us over, basically, if we have guns.
One of the things that's going to need to be done by President Trump, and hopefully it's on his agenda, is to unsign a number of treaties that Mr. Obama has signed as president. Now, they haven't been ratified by the Senate. They're not law of the land, nor could some of them be because they're in conflict with the Constitution. But that's maybe we can discuss that before we're finished, because that's an area where there's a lot of danger in letting something like that happen. But the fact of the matter is the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the treaty with the United, dealing with the United Nations, would have tremendously negative impacts on gun ownership and the right to keep and bear arms in America. And hopefully Donald Trump is going to be putting his signature on a negative executive order or whatever. I guess it'll just be another executive order that says something like executive order such and such by its number is hereby repealed. And he's going to have quite a few of those, hopefully, to sign. In fact, I'm wishing Donald Trump a sore hand by the end of his first day.
I agree. There's a lot of things. Another area that they want to control us by is with this supposedly man-made global warming, which, of course, is completely fiction. We're in an ice age now. We've been in an ice age for a couple million years. But my two previous books were about global warming, and this book is our aspect of trying to take us over by one world government. left, and they just won't stop because they basically over Europe already with the European Union. The people who are in charge of the European Union aren't elected. They're just appointed. And it's wonderful for the politicians because they don't have to face us for election. And have
well,
something like
you're right about that. And, of course, that's why I think they're so thunderstruck that the Brits said, hey, we're out of the European Union to the extent that we've allowed ourselves to get into it. And then Donald Trump comes along, sort of the Brexit number two, if you will. And from what we're able to discern, it looks like Austria and Hungary, maybe France and Germany, are going to be following suit with their own Brexit-type elections for government leaders and whatnot, and even some referenda on different countries' ballots. The pot has been stirred by these two elections, and the left is really not, well, they're obviously unhappy about it because I think they thought they had it in the bag. And evidently, one of the notes that I made in reading your book, The Gun War, is the notion that the polls and whatnot are accurate, and we had so many people in the media and on the left, and I guess I repeat myself, just convinced that Hillary Clinton was going to be the next president. Apparently, they were actually having a champagne party at Clinton headquarters until about 8 or 9 o'clock when the votes started to come in showing that, well, maybe not. And they just haven't yet, many of them, been able to get their head around it because they thought they had been anointed, that the American people were going to crown them. And if they got crowned, it was a different meaning to the word crown, as in hit on the head. That's what happened.
And so, oh, yeah.
Funny thing happened.
I had to call my wife down for about 2 months before the election because she was always so worried that the Clinton lady would become president or dictator, basically. My friends and I were some gun people, basically. We didn't think that would happen because the people we talked to really didn't respond on the telephone, who you're going to vote for, none of your business, basically. But there's a whole lot of people like that, and I think the polls just didn't understand that
well,
some people just, don't feel as they should, that someone else is, that you have to answer a question from some
person. Let's pick up on that when we get back. We're talking with Alan Fenson about his book, The Gun War, and it's, among other things, a warning to politicians, keep your hands off. That's what the...
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, There's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, my guest today is Alan Fenson. He's written his first work of fiction called The Gun War. It's sort of fictional, although it deals with a lot of very real current issues that we face, and only has to extrapolate a little bit into the future to examine what it might be like if the politicians actually exercised the lust that some of them have. The senator from California, Feinstein, or the former mayor of New York City, Bloomberg. These are guys that really and gals that have made it very clear that gun confiscation is something that kind of floats their boat, and they've been after it. And here they thought going into the election, and this was really amazing because Alan, just you mentioned just going into the break that your wife and maybe others had been so concerned that this might be a very dangerous election, that it was going to go down the tubes, that Trump was going to be trounced, and Clinton elected dictator. And while that certainly was an upsetting thought for me, and I'm sure it was for you too, the fact of the matter is I also was very skeptical that Clinton was going to get elected. I kept thinking in terms of, well, let's see, if the polls are showing that it's very close, within 5 points, maybe Trump's behind 5 points, maybe it's neck and neck according to some polls. There was one outlier that said he was 10 points back, but I think outlier is, by all accounts, the proper word to describe that. Well, Brexit occurred, a vote that shook the European establishment, a vote by the British people to exit the common market, hence the word Brexit, and they were supposed to lose, the British people were supposed to lose, Brexit was supposed to win by some 5 points, give or take, And it turned out that Brexit lost by about 5 points, give or take. And the polls were just off. Now, I suppose that polling can be off some because there's obviously guesswork involved. You don't know who exactly is going to vote. But when you are outside the margin of error by a factor of two or three in your polling, then maybe there's something more going on. And that's certainly what happened with Brexit. And I was telling folks privately, I wish I'd had the guts to put it up on the gun owners blog at gunowners.org that, we're going to Brexit these guys very likely. I mean, I'm not God, I don't know for sure, but it certainly had all the fixings of a liberal shellacking to me. And sure enough, the American people didn't abide by what the pollsters were telling them or what the talking heads were telling them, and they voted for this outrageous blowhard called Donald Trump. They weren't supposed to do that. Didn't they know how unacceptable he was?
There's a number of cases. I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois. And
so you were able to get free.
Yeah, I got free when I had a job offer elsewhere. But the Illinois State Constitution, in Section 22, it says basically, like our Constitution, American, the right of the individual citizen to keep and bear arms should not be infringed, just like our basically Constitution, even a little stronger, actually, because they talk about the individual more. But still, back many years ago, this mafia guy by the name of Fred Roddy, I think his name is, he was a councilman, like they called it alderman over there. I'm not sure what alderman means, but it's a councilman. And he kind of...
Like a councilman, sure.
He twisted the arms of the other councilman because of his mafia connections, and they basically outlawed guns. And this was really good for the mafia back then. You know, because then free people couldn't have guns to protect them, and there was a bunch of cases where they got a little violent whenever one of their groups, like a union or something like that, didn't get their way. But it doesn't really work anymore because now they got all those gangsters in there, and I think the mafia is afraid of all those gangs now. It's a little bit different, but they still have those laws there. And this told me that even though the state constitution says they can't do it, the city did it anyway.
Right.
So it just shows you that the constitution doesn't matter if the people are not willing to fight for the constitution, and you have to fight for the constitution all the time. One reason
constitution, in other words, is not self-executing. Somebody has to make it happen. And so your point is right on the money.
I talk to liberals all the time. You know, a lot of my friends, like my roommate in college and stuff like that, were all liberals. And they think that the Constitution really should be a living document. And what they mean by living is it means it should say whatever they want it to say or mean whatever they want it to mean or something like that.
Right.
And people who really don't understand guns at all, they like, this person told me that, they shouldn't have what he called dumb bullets. And, dumb, in case you don't know, was a city in India where the British were manufacturing hollow point bullets. And the fact of the matter is, though, all the police use hollow point bullets because they're much safer. They don't ricochet, and they won't go through someone so easy to hit an innocent person behind them. But they don't understand, these liberals don't understand anything like that,
No. Because any excuse to ban any part of a gun or a bullet is worth pursuing because they want to have any beachhead they can get, the ultimate objective being to control the entire Second Amendment and get it made useless. So, any attack against the Second Amendment seems to me, and it seems to us here at Gun Owners of America, has to be resisted as if it were an atom bomb attack, because ultimately the objective is to accomplish the same result, be it piecemeal or by one nuclear attack.
absolutely. These liberals seem to think that, maybe we should be able to have muskets with, black powder or something like that.
Oh, good. But then we'll take away Walter Cronkite's television camera, away the New York Times' web presses that run newspaper copies off faster than you can see them move. So all of that modern technology also, by that logic, should be done away with.
Yeah, we'll have to go back to the hand press where you just one sheet at a time or something like that.
Look how long it would take a bad idea to spread if you have to do it by hand like that, as opposed to using the internet or something like that. So, yeah. You want to get rid of my AR-15? Okay, buddy, here's the trade-off.
I agree. So, I had the idea of this book basically from the Spanish invaded America and came in with about 500 troops and took over the Aztec Empire. It had 15 million people. I mean, how could the 500 people, even with armor, do that? I mean, they couldn't. There was one leader. It was Montezuma, and they captured Montezuma and took over the city. And another Spanish army did the same thing, the Incas, that's right. But when they tried to take over the Apaches, the Spanish couldn't do it because the Apaches didn't have a leader. Whoever was that leader for that day or whoever people wanted to follow, they just followed him.
They knew about asymmetrical warfare without ever having read a West Point textbook.
That's
they
right.
They just practiced it, and they did a pretty fair job of it, as a matter of fact. Very effective. With little resources and few men, they did quite a job. Going to be back with Alan.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Alan Fenton, author of The Gun War, and a very interesting concept that he's developed in the book is to basically warn politicians, keep your hands off the guns because it's not going to end well. And it may not end well for you personally. And I think that was one of the things I enjoyed so much about the book was to see that you had thought in terms of making it personal for the politicians. It's not something where they just sit in a hermetic environment in some legislative chamber and have their little discussions and pass their little laws, and then everything's supposed to fall into place accordingly. One of the things I'd like to circle back to that we had talked about is the public opinion polling, which was obviously not accurate. And we've talked about how they missed it on Brexit. They missed it on the American Brexit, a.k.a. Donald Trump. And one of the problems, it became kind of a personal example that brought it home as to why the pollsters have so much trouble getting it right, even if they're trying to get it right. And that's a generous assumption. But my wife was talking to her hairdresser, and the gal is a Vietnamese refugee who is a citizen, has been for quite a while, and she'd gotten a call by some pollster, and the pollster was saying, well, you know, we'd like to find out how you're going to vote in this coming election. She said, well, who do you want me to say I'm going to vote for? And they said, well, Hillary Clinton. And she said, well, that's who I'm going to vote for. And that was hardly who she did vote for, but she just wanted to play with them. And she had the same low regard for the pollster that an increasing number of Americans, I think, have. And so she just deliberately told them something that was pretty far off what she actually planned to do. So when we hear these polls, even if they're trying to be accurate, those are the kinds of problems they have to deal with. And that's assuming that they were trying to be accurate. I think, as I said earlier, what happened to them is they got bit by their own assumptions. Then they thought they were going to win big time. Hillary Clinton had it made, and they already had the drapes measured, the new ones for the White House, and that's just not going to happen. But that, I think, is the biggest lesson to take out of this, is that the media and the pollsters lost as big as did the Democrat Party, and hopefully Republicans are going to learn from that and not let the Democrats and the media, which kind of like repeating myself again, cow them with polling data in the future, because we have so many things that we can point to where they were just flat wrong. And so what seems to be a winning policy is a freedom agenda, and Donald Trump, in one way or another, kind of had sort of like a freedom agenda. It was certainly rather different from the Hillary Clinton agenda of more of Obama, which people knew was had nothing to do with freedom. And so here we are. The left is in a route that is deeper than it's been in a long, long time. At the state level, they have very little presence left. Something give or take half the states have a Republican governor and total control of the legislature as well. It's really stunning what the American people have done to the Democrat Party. And I think, Alan, it's time, if we're going to avoid a gun war, that we nail this victory down and we insist that the Republicans get out of their little fearful bubbles and go fight. Donald Trump has shown that whether you like him or not, and I wasn't his biggest supporter, certainly not in the beginning, he fights. And he took him on and he beat him.
Absolutely. But there's so much money in Washington, D.C., changing hands and all that type of stuff. I don't know if anyone could do anything, really. I mean, I think it could help, but, you know, money is important to people, and that's why Clinton wanted the job, basically.
Well, you know what? She won't be getting as much money now. Her donations to her foundation have already fallen 37%. And my guess is that's only the beginning. That I mean, why would you want to give to the Clinton Foundation now? What would be expected benefit to anybody, be it Haitian children or Hillary Clinton?
Such a small percentage of that money actually goes to anything good. I mean, you know, it's just a few percent. It's just ridiculous. It's not really a charity, but I guess anything's a charity as long as you control the IRS.
Well, that's true. That's true. Exactly right. You can have Lois Lerner in there favoring a jihad against conservative organizations and letting liberal organizations do pretty much what they want. Maybe that will come to an end now. We'll see if Donald Trump wants to play hardball in that regard. I'm somewhat hopeful that he will. He does come from a brawling environment. There's a guy that started in Democrat politics in New York City, and they actually fight pretty hard. And hopefully he won't lose that that part of his background, even as he's become a Republican of a conservative stripe of sorts. So, we need to encourage that. And this is the time not to go play golf and just resume a life completely apart from politics. This is the time to close the deal.
Absolutely. I hope my book helps in that regard. That's the whole reason I wrote it. I have all the money I ever need, so I don't haven't written a book for money or anything like that. I think everyone who reads it that likes guns thinks it's a good book. And hopefully it'll spread. And I just like the politicians to hear about it so that they're no longer willing to destroy our Constitution. My book talks about, you said you wanted to talk more about this too, is how the United States Constitution, right at the end there, says that any treaties take precedence over the Constitution. So basically...
Yeah, I don't accept that interpretation, because the actual language of the Constitution is that treaties are the supreme law of the land when they're consistent with the laws, with the law of the United States or something like that. So they can't come in on top and make new law. You couldn't have a treaty that voided the Second Amendment. Somebody could sign it, and even conceivably the Senate could ratify it. That wouldn't make it law because that would violate the Constitution itself,
and they're not at liberty
to do that.
I agree with you on that, any of the amendments, because the amendments, like the first 10 amendments came about 4 years after the Constitution was signed.
Right.
So they would take precedence over anything in the Constitution, no matter what it says, basically.
Right.
If they wanted to come, if someone wanted to take our guns away, they'd have to have another constitutional amendment to repeal the Second Amendment, just like the 18th Amendment, which was took our liquor away, the booze, had to be repealed by the 21st Amendment.
Right, and a mere piece of legislation like the Trans-Pacific Partnership isn't going to do it. It would. Obama was saying, "Well, it's not a treaty; it's just an agreement." Well, okay, pal. Then it doesn't. It's not going to affect the Constitution then, and it's a DOA. So hopefully, most of his agenda is now in DOA anyway. I think the American people. That might have been their postscript to the Obama 8 years. Thank you for serving, Mr. Obama. Now you are DOA politically. Goodbye.
Yeah, my concern is who he's going to let out of jail in his last month and a half or whatever he has left. He could be emptying the jails and have all kinds of criminals out there. He doesn't seem to care.
That's happened before. Democrats like putting criminals back out on the street. Then they have a reason for more gun control. But look at all the crime. Well, Alan Fenson, thanks for writing The Gun War. Thanks for being my guest today on the Gun Owners News Hour. I really appreciate your dedication to the cause of liberty. May your book sell many copies and touch many hearts. Thanks so much.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.